The only thing keeping the Asian carp from entering Lake Michigan through the Chicago Canal is an electrical barrier. That barrier repels the 100-pound fish, but a power outage could shut off the barrier and allow the carp to enter the Great Lakes. This week, three federal agencies and the International Joint Commission granted $300,000 for a backup power source. G. Tracy Meehan with the Environmental Protection Agency says it's important to act quickly.
It's a modest investment with a huge payoff in terms of avoiding yet another scourge to the Great Lakes fisheries. You know, we've got 160 exotic species in the Great Lakes that weren't here in the last century, and we didn't need another one, especially something with such a high impact as the Asian carp can have.
Asian carp have taken over the Mississippi ecosystem, growing to 4 feet long. The fish eat native fish and have no predator. Great Lakes Fisheries Mark Gaden says that makes the fish unstoppable. And since they are also a flying fish, it could change the way we use the Great Lakes.
They'll leap out in the air into boats, onto people. I've heard stories of boaters, unsuspecting anglers, getting walloped by these fish. It's not just an ecological problem and not just a problem that these fish would compete with some of our most prized species, but it's also dangerous.
Even so, Gaden says this electrical barrier is no guarantee that the Asian carp will never make their way into the Great Lakes, but it's the only technology they have. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.